This is CKLN 88.1 FM, licensed by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission to broadcast in stereo at 88.1 MHz on the FM band. CKLN is owned and operated by CKLN Radio Incorporated, which is located at Ryerson University within the Student Campus Centre in Toronto, Canada.
At the time of license application, CKLN filed a comprehensive promise of performance with the Commission, and within that document made specific commitments to its operations and programming. The license issued by the CRTC requires CKLN to honor these commitments made in the promise of performance and to comply with the FM radio broadcasting regulations.
A copy of the license with the promise of performance and conditions of licensing is available for inspection by any member of the public at the offices of the Commission and at the offices of CKLN during business hours. Radio frequencies are public property in Canada. CKLN invites your comments and inquiries.
Our mailing address is 55 Gould Street, Toronto, Ontario, postal code M5B1E9, phone number 416-979-5251.
Thank you for tuning in to CKLN 88.1 FM, and good morning.
Policy for the Treasury. Wall Street Journal editor has joined the team. He announced that last week with us. TrendsResearch.com is the website. It's an invaluable report that everybody's got to get each month. And, of course, the intel reports that are on the site on a daily basis. Gerald Celente is a pioneer trend strategist. He's the author of the national bestseller Trends 2000 and Trends Tracking. Far better than Megatrends and publisher of the International Circulated Trends Journal newsletter. He's a political atheist. Gerald Celente is a political atheist, unencumbered by political dogma. And you can learn more, of course, at TrendsResearch.com. The proof is the past. Gerald Celente has earned his reputation as the most trusted name in trends by accurately forecasting hundreds of social, business, consumer, environmental, economic, political, entertainment, and technological trends among them. Gerald, great to have you joining us, sir.
Oh, it's always great being on with you, Alex.
Well, it's awesome having you, Gerald, with us here today. Going over all of this information, there's obviously a lot that I want to ask you. CNBC saying it's a depression, not a recession. The Federal Reserve coming out today and saying we are in deep trouble. We've got more of the same poison as the solution. But with everything happening, just break down the current trends and what you think is most important before I start asking questions.
Well, they're admitting what we've been saying all along, that there would be no recovery. This isn't a double-dip recession. We never got out of the first dip. And we kept saying over and over and over that you cannot keep printing this phantom money out of thin air, backed by nothing and producing practically nothing. It was just a cover-up. Now, unfortunately, as we've also been saying all along, when all else fails, they take you to war. It's as almost though Orwell wrote the script. Last week, our esteemed Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, was in, of all places, Vietnam. Can you imagine? In Vietnam, now the United States is making a military alliance with those Vietnamese. Remember how the U.S. government sent over some 60,000 of our soldiers to get slaughtered. That's how many were killed in the Vietnam War. Several hundred thousand ruined, millions of Vietnamese killed, and now they're, according to Ms. Clinton, our strategic ally, and the dispute going on between Vietnam and China over islands in the South China Sea, she said, quote, are of national U.S. interest. No, they're not. They are, I am a national, and they're not of my interest, and I don't need her or any other flunky out there telling me what my interest is, being that I pay for this stuff. So what they're doing is they're bringing us closer into wars all over the globe. And as we heard Fidel Castro say this past weekend, the Iranians are not going to tolerate the United States or Great Britain or any other flunky ally boarding their ships to see what's on board come September. They're setting us up for war. And I want to make this really clear, Alex. Anybody that's voting for war against Iran, let them pack up themselves, their wives, and their kids, and go fight the war and empty out your bank accounts and go support it. And all these people that call themselves leaders, let them lead us into war. Let Hillary and Bill and little baby Chelsea and her husband, let them go to war. Let Pelosi, let Frank, let Bonner, let Bond, let McConnell, let them go to war. If they don't go to war, if these wankers on the Council on Foreign Affairs don't go to war, as these swivel chair generals yak it up on the media, don't go to war, then there's no war. Until they go, until they put their lives on the line, end the war. The wars are bankrupting this country. I heard that other guy, that Krugman today, writing from the toilet paper of record, the New York Times, saying what's wrong with this country and what needs to be done to correct it. Not one inch, not one line of the wars that are draining the treasury. And then you pick up today's newspaper. Hey, the United States just did a $30 billion deal with Saudi Arabia. You know, that wonderful democracy over there. $30 billion worth of planes being sold. It's all a racket.
F-16s.
Period paragraph.
Well, Gerald, you're absolutely right. And it's in the news, but it's in the back of the paper that Israel is planning to strike Iran in the next 3 months. And you would think this would be a bigger issue because every analyst out there agrees it runs from bad to worse, at least doubling oil prices. They'll use the war as a police state crackdown. Obama will use it as a way to rally people around him going into the election. It could easily trigger terror attacks in the United States and could trigger World War III with China and Russia, with Pakistan and India. They could go to war. Most analysts agree there's a good chance World War III could start. And they're about to launch this, and it's not even a major news item. Instead, we're hearing about Lindsay Lohan.
Well, again, this country's turned snooky stupid. I heard Obama on The View. I had to watch this stuff to see what he says. And that's exactly what they're talking about. The president of the United States has nothing else to do with his time than to sit down with five gaggling women talking about Lindsay Lohan, Mel Gibson, and Snooki. The New York Times, again, the toilet paper of record, a whole big feature on Snooki. Why do we even know this stuff? It's perfect. Bread and circuses as the empire is declining. So when we go back to Iran, and we just put out a trend alert, you got it, about why Obama won't debate with Ahmadinejad over these issues. Well, I have to tell you, subscribers to the Trends Journal criticizing us for saying that, listen, why don't they debate? And people are going to once again be led into a fake war, just as they did with Bush. And they're going to do it again with Obama in Iran, and you hit it perfectly. It will be another excuse to tighten up on the police state antics that are already in place, because after all, Alex, they're just doing it to protect us.
Well, I mean, look at the nation. It's disintegrating from Ohio to California. Many cities are laying off, and counties, more than half their deputies are police. LA's announcing they're not going to fix many roads and sidewalks. They're announcing massive layoffs at the state and local level. Corporations are shutting down. They admit we're going into a depression, a double dip recession. And then meanwhile, the federal government's hiring, they're increasing wages, the defense budget's going up. They're talking about $2 trillion in additional.
California. And good morning, CKLN listeners. It is Thursday, August 12, 2010. You are listening to CKLN's Rude Awakening. This is your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, a.k.a. Vijay Sharma. Your host, Mondays through Thursdays, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. here on Rude Awakening. My colleague, JD, hosts on Fridays. I was just outside right now having a smoke, trying to think about mind control. How do we beat mind control? Because that's all this is. You know, I was walking around yesterday flyering, you know, for like 12 hours or something. And, getting myself heat stroke, carrying around a 40-pound pack. Just like a soldier in Afghanistan, you know, or Iraq or wherever, or around the world. Got to move the fan away from my face. But instead of, you know, helping big corporations steal stuff from other countries, I'm trying to help stop big corporations from stealing stuff from us, and most particularly our mind. So right now we're listening to Turtle Soup with a Side of Beats by DJ Red Turtle, a friend of mine from way back in the day. This is a break CD, and he's a brilliant breaks DJ, and so hopefully you're enjoying this. Because, I've tried hip-hop, and I got some good fight music, and there's some good fight music shows, and I've tried rock, and I've tried some reggae, and I've tried some electronic music before, trying it again today. Who knows? Maybe a bunch of girls could go out there with some flyers on a nice afternoon, play some shiny dance beats in their head, and say, hey... we're getting too much estrogen from the plastic and plastic water bottles and plastic bottles and other packaging and from soy, which has too much estrogen. Now, this is leading to, it's been posited, an increase in breast cancer. And we're running to raise money for big drug companies in marathons co-sponsored by big banks to raise money for more screening of breast cancer and more drugs. Oh, that's why this clip stopped early. I'm telling you, my technology is all messed up today. Like, there's this craziness. I tried to play some stuff. I tried to play a different song to open the show. Four different versions didn't work. But here's the thing. So maybe a bunch of girls could do that. Maybe they could be all happy and just bob around with their heads on a nice sunny day, wearing a pretty sundress, and hit up a few cars or a few mailboxes in their neighborhood, you know, in the Annex, in Little Italy, in Chinatown, in Kensington Market, on Queen Street, Young Street, in the gayborhood, you know, wherever, you know, and have people go, oh, thanks. You know, although I didn't have Shorty tell me yesterday, she knows, you know, where I come from. I go there to chop chop some flyers and stuff. And she says to me, yeah, I was just at a bar the other night and I was about to drink some tap water because I was just thirsty and I need some water as opposed to more booze. And my friend was like, no, don't drink that. It's got fluoride in it. And she's like, well, I got to drink something.
Are an important person, a rare individual, a unique creature. There has never been anyone just like you and never will be. You have talents and abilities no one else has. In some ways, you're superior to any other living being. The power to do anything you can imagine is within you when you discover your real self. By practicing a few simple laws of success.
And so I told her, I said, look, you're right. I couldn't have a long conversation where we was at, or it would have been maybe 3 cents instead of one. But I said, you know what, if we keep talking about it, we'll get better tap water to drink. You know, and she's like, fair enough. I mean, I told her that right now, you know, I got a pair. I'm up against a royal flush, and I'm working on a full house. So far things are going pretty well, and I know there's other people out there doing great work. So, you know, all the usual, you know, communist Canada, you know, snitchy, tear you down, caveat craps, like they can all be beaten. And so whatever's going on inside anyone's head right now, just slow your roll for a sec. Because I'm basically, there's a couple of ways to play this. You know, first of all, on the girls going out there flyering or anybody, my point about that is that anybody could do this right now. You know, if I can go flyering 12 hours a day for a few days in a row, then anybody can do it for a couple hours. We have the goods on these people. We have the goods to convince people. That's what's got us to this point now. And when I saw the 9/11 truth movement peaking around 07-ish, slowing down in 08, slowing down in 09, and now in 2010, you know, very little activity. It's almost like having something is the success. Like, we are actually doing something in this city. And, we are Change Ottawa. Tyrone, shout-outs to Ottawa Fro. Shout-outs to Matt Spookla. and the rest of the crew. They put on March on Ottawa in 2008. You know, which I hosted in Ottawa, you know, on the steps of Parliament. A bunch of us were smoking weed on Parliament Hill. It was awesome. And that's the thing, is that we got to understand what's happening to us here. We're being, you know, as Alex, I've played clips of Alex Jones saying this and backing it up, you know, with his usual, you know, basket of proof. They're trying to destroy through chemical, sociological, psychological, you know, means our aggression, our ability to fight back. And I just told Shorty was hosting the last show. We were just talking for a sec, and I was like, yeah, you know, love is dope. It's all love. Spread love. But you know, at some point, if there is something to hate threatening something you love, well, you know, keep a satchel handy. And because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get rid of that. And this is an ongoing process. And even with Toronto Truth Seekers, I was before the G20, I was just going off like, this is the last stand for the fate of the human mind. Because if we can't do what we see done and what we admire, and what we know anybody could do, then we're in a crap load of trouble. Because that's what they want. The guys at the top. You know, I'm looking at the Teen Read Choice Awards at Chapters, Indigo, something like that, and even the whole damn teen section, and it's all full of vampires and zombies. And all this other witchcraft stuff. So, believe me, we are going to learn everything soon. You know, it's a non-issue. I saw, you know, on the CBC on last year or whatever, you know, a whole special on the Masonic architecture of the Winnipeg, Manitoba legislature building. You know, their provincial legislature. And it went through the whole thing, and Frank Albo, you know, who's a scholar of Masonic architecture, has since gone to become a Mason. So he's sort of a promoter of it. You know, he's a guy who, I mean, his story, and again, everything's the story. You know, people tell me the stories of how, you know, the Beatles were fishing out of a dumpster and then they clanged on some drums and pulled some spaghetti strings and all of a sudden they were discovered. Well, I'm exaggerating, but they, you know, there are stories that we get that make these things more interesting. And so Frank Albo's story is that, you know, he was originally against them and he wrote this book and then he realized that they weren't bad and so he joined them. At Freemasonry, you know, if you don't think they run things, go look at Old City Hall And you can see there, you know, they signed everything. They signed everything they own. And they own our government. And hey, you know, it's nothing personal against them. It's a situation that now that we're aware of that we have to deal with. And so, you know, it's how do we do that? Well, violence is not a good option because, you know, it should always be the last option. So, you know, put that aside for a moment. And let's figure out how we can negotiate with some of these groups that are becoming public anyway. But we have to be aware of them. We have to have a collective conversation that that incorporates these ideas, like they're having in other parts of the world. I mean, this stuff is all over Japanese TVs broadcasting 9/11 truth movies, like the CBC, you know, here in Canada, their versions of that, and so on. And Iceland, you know, after, you know, almost being financially, you know, molested. Well, they were actually by the Brits and over the global recession, being asked to pay back an obscene amount of money for a country of 300,000 people, you know, based on, you know, the bank's own, you know, fraudulent Ponzi and derivative schemes. They they're going nuts and they're fighting back and they're passing laws against, you know, a financial speculation and foreign ownership, because the people there are having a collective conversation. You know, it's not abnormal to talk about how evil people are and how, you know, especially if they're screwing you. If they're not screwing you, could be a killjoy, you know, could be a killjoy. But this isn't the 1980s, and I, and by extension, those of us trying to reach out to more people, including, you know, Patrick White at Conspiracy Culture, the book and DVD store, Queen of Roncesvalles, conspiracyculture.com, Dan Dix, Brian Law, Steve Davies from Press for Truth at pressfortruth.ca, Victor Fletcher, mid-60s, publishing the Toronto Street News, now going into its 12th year, taking on all these issues and far more, just because obviously he's been around for a while and has been digging up dirt in the T-Dot. And Dee Nicholson from, you know, Canadians for Health Freedom, national health director in that sense, the health information director on the alternative health side, and many more people, the people that slapped up 9/11 inside job stickers at the corner of Queen and University up on some sign there. I don't know who you were, but thank you for popping off. Once we make it cool, I don't mean cool like everything's gotta be fun. Everything's gotta be fun. You know, like you can make it that if you want. I certainly encourage people to try, and it ain't like I'm always, you know, screw faced. And if I'm screw faced, sometimes it's for a good reason. So I take my screw face and be you know, fulfilled by it, if the word happy isn't appropriate. And you know, but it is what it is. You know, and at this point, people kind of, you know, understand that, you know, depending on how you act about it. You know, that's the thing. You know, if you half-ass it, then they'll half-ass listening. And, you know, half of us will be asses. And we won't be able to fight back, because that's what this is. And so I'm walking around, I'm seeing all these men and all these women out there, and I'm just thinking, it wouldn't be hard to get to know your neighbors by just dropping some stuff off in their mailboxes, which is ultimately where this has to go, you know, because if they shut down the internet and if we got to back channel a bunch of things, or if we got to protect our own neighborhoods in the event of a societal collapse from, you know, crime, roving gangs and the feds and blah, 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 you know, we're going to have to know if we don't know our neighbors and we don't like our neighbors, when that ish goes down, we will be paranoid, really paranoid, because all those same people who we didn't know will now fear. And the state will count on that to sort of scoop us up and to get us to snitch on each other and blah, 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 blah. So, so where are we at today then? We are at a stage where through the use of mind control. They actually convince us to make excuses for selfishness or inaction when it comes to the bigger picture. You know, again, this is not, we also live, the part of the you know, scientific indoctrination is getting us to think in black or white, left or right. You know, if I don't like Obama, I like McCain. And I'm like, no, I don't like either of those guys. It's like, no, you have to like McCain. You have to like McCain. It's just like people will say that to you, you know, and that's scientific indoctrination. And so, you know, we have to have a third conversation, because otherwise we'll be in the dialectic that traps us in justifying being useless. And there's a lot of problems with that. A lot of problems. But the biggest one, as you heard Gerald Celente speak about with Alex Jones, is that in the event of World War III with Iran, in the event of a total financial collapse where little Canadian canoe is sucked under because it's right beside the giant American Titanic, you know, heading to the bottom. You know, if all that stuff, you know, goes down, and we know we didn't do anything when we saw other people doing something, when we heard of it, when we knew what was done. And that's just to educate other people fast. And then we got to get on to actually finding out ways to deal with the system itself. So the point is that if we know we did nothing later, and this happened other times in history, you know what I'm saying? So if we know we did nothing later, when we lose everything, we are going to accept it because we've been raised to accept karma. That's right. We loves us our karma. And so because we've been raised to accept, you know, to love karma and to be into karma, you know, karma chameleon. Because we've been raised to believe in karma, there's a very, very good chance that we will accept our fate. Because we'll think it is our fate. And many of us already think it's our fate. So, you know, there was always this assumption, you know, back in the day, that there was always assumption back in the day that as things got worse, more people would, you know, quote unquote, wake up. And it's, you know, it's a, hey, what does that mean? Because wake up to the idea that there is, you know, a giant sort of corporate banking conspiracy where really rich people work together, you know, to kind of set, you know, how they work on things. And they're working towards an agenda where they can control the world. You know, if all you do is learn about that, then you'll learn the same thing as everyone else. Again, we're all going to learn about this. We're all going to learn about this. One way or another. You'll see world government. We saw it. We got a taste of the G20 representatives of world government at the G20 summit in Toronto. You know, they just coldly sent, you know, 10 or according to the Toronto Sun, 20,000, you know, soldiers. You know, comprised of, you know, cops, troops, mercs, and spooks. To run around and eye all of us, you know, in really bizarre conditions, you know. And you saw, I mean, if all of us are getting scientifically indoctrinated, what do you think the cops are getting? What do you think the military's getting? You know, a lot of them are not allowed in the States, for what I know, from what I've heard, are not allowed to see Infowars.com, you know. They're not allowed to visit, you know, websites that have this information. You know, we're not that bad off. You know, we're not the general public. I mean, you know, we don't have those type of restrictions on our freedom to see and share information yet. But, you know, it is possible. It is possible. So, on the mind control issue, how do you beat mind control? Well, first of all, half our problems can be solved by getting our head out of our ass and then getting out of our head. Seriously, don't think of yourself. Just don't. You know, once you don't think of yourself, then most of your problems go away. Because you just, life is life. You know, you're not worrying about stuff, you're just doing stuff. You know, and a lot of times we just try and keep it happy complaining. Like, oh my God, this, oh my God, that, oh my God, this, oh my God, that, oh my God, this, oh my God, that, you know, and a diva back in the day, you know, used to be someone that was frowned upon, you know, someone who was a diva. It used to be something where if you were in the entertainment industry and somebody acted like that, you didn't like them. You know, you might not book them again. You know, and unless they were a real superstar who could just get away with that crap, you know, you were like, this person's a jerk. But now, things have changed. And now, you know, women and men, for that matter, are encouraged to be divas. We're encouraged to walk around like we're insecurely better than everybody. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous because it'll end up pissing each other off. You know? Now, and we're all happy. And you know, I we're all happy. But there's a bunch of people out there, you know, and they're doing their thing. And people do transcend this. We have such a diverse city, such a mix of cultures that inevitably, you know, you just happen to work someplace and there's an old world dude there. You know, some immigrant from some, you know, wherever. And they got some good ideas to get you hip to the game. Because the game is, you know, none of us are meant to preserve anything that we valued before. And we're supposed to replace all that. And so old world guy, you just be working there. And they'd be dropping some science on you, and you'd be like, damn, that is pretty dope. And so you get some of these, you know, these ideas, these old world cultures that can preserve, you know, some of your sanity. You know, in a world where, you know, the New World Order wants to turn us into corporate cartoons. And the deeper you get into corporate cartoon land, the tougher it is to fight back. Because what you learn to think of and how you learn to think does not allow you to even think of that. You know? You might even get into a fist fight. And you might, you know, just be a lot weaker. You know? We're all wearing skinny jeans and skinny shirts. And, you know, you get a guy who's 6'4", 200 pounds, looking like he like 5'11", 160. And it's just like, oh my God. You know, like, this is all part of a program. You know, we don't even see each other in many cases as big dudes anymore. There's some big dudes out there, you know, obviously, you know, again, it's a very diverse city. And I also, on the city and talking about the city, there's a number of reasons for doing this, but on the information and on learning about it, you know, as we all kind of learn about the bigger, you know, global picture, We're gonna start, you know, and I've started. The G20 martial law was it for me. That's enough. You know, that was insane. And if they pull that again, they'll pull it better, you know. And they judge things like this radio show and whatever, and what I say and how people react, and they go, oh, okay. You can make a convincing case to people that are already convinced, and meh. And I'm not trying to crap on everybody. I'm just saying that, you know. You wouldn't feel anything if you were doing something. And so if you are, then whatever, then you know what I'm saying. If you're not doing anything, you'll feel something. So do something, then you won't feel anything. And then you'll know what I'm saying. And then you might even start in your own way. Biggest part of this program, the social engineering program, you know, which you can see everywhere, is to make us feel small and to make us feel weak and to make us feel part of a collective, but not a unique part. A part that is always, you know, failing and trying to get more, you know, hip, trying to get more cool, trying to get more beautiful, trying to get more whatever. You know, you go to the damn, oh yeah, and as things get worse, we're all going to try and protect our blocks. That was my point. So Alex Jones will start talking about Austin, Texas more. He's already started. He's going off on Austin, Texas, and Austin Sheriff, and how Austin, you know, City Council don't take the fluoride out of their water supply, even though they know it's evil, and how these people on the inside, you know, making $150,000 a year, you know, as some sort of bureaucratic, you know, junior Nazi, you know, they don't care. They think it's all a big joke. They're like, yeah, whatever. You know, and maybe they can think that, you know, because the people with guaranteed government jobs can just go Nazi. It's not a problem. They can go Nazi. Now, I hope they don't. I'm asking you not to if you're out there listening. But you could. And if I was in your shoes, I can't be sure they wouldn't be jackboots. Because that's what happens when you know, the system squeezes. Now, for the rest of us out here, you know, hustling on the grind, you know, I've done things differently to sort of, I knew where this is going. And so I tried not to be bothered by anything but the fact that we might lose. And so I'm not someone that's like, oh my God, I can't eat at my favorite restaurant anymore. I used to go spend $60 every Friday, and now I can't, or whatever, you know, or, oh my God, I can't buy the latest fashion accessory, or whatever. You know, I just don't complain about all that. I did make the point years ago to people, you know, whoever would listen, that they are going to get us addicted to money, and then they're going to take it away, and then we're going to go nuts, because that's what happens when they take away your money. Yeah, you go nuts, you know, and if you were really into it, if you were into the lifestyle that brought you, I got nothing against money. My whole thing is I want us all to have more, use more technology, more resources, more. It's a big planet. These people above us got money for wars, resources for wars, for massive armies. They're trying to start ish with Iran, with Pakistan, and with, you know, Stan Lee and every other guy named Stan. So when they say we don't have nothing, you know, they're almost right. If this keeps up, we won't. But when they say there, you know, if they say there is nothing, well, they're lying. You know, because we haven't, you know, and with technology, with what we know, with what we could work on, provided we can maintain our brains, you know, we can go crazy. We can do amazing things. And this damn country with just 30 million people and the second largest country in the world full of resources, which are being stolen right now. But it's not like, you know, we can't pull off some crazy ish here, you know. And one of the things we can do before I go to this quick clip from you know, Russia Today with Webster Tarpley talking about latest economic collapse, because you're going to start seeing some rumblings out there. And so I'm going to make sure Webster Tarpley laces you with a bit of stuff that you can, if you got some smart financial person, listen to that smart, you know, financial baby talk, reading the Globe and Mail, and be like, oh my goodness, smart financial baby talk. You know, the CEO of this company said they expect a strong next quarter. like the basketball player said, yeah, it was a strong team effort. It's the same thing. You know, we're judged on how well we lie, which is insane. So anyway, Well, one thing we could do is we could subscribe to the idea of juries. We already do that anyway. I mean, juries appears. All right, so you got a bunch of juries appears, and you watch the fluoride deception. And you're like, you know, four or five of you do, and you take a half hour online. You do it independently, preferably together. It's good to be social about these things, talk some smack, whatever. And you're in some dude's basement, you're drinking beer, and you're like, hey, let's check out the fluoride deception. And you're like, all right, how long is it? Because there's video games and stuff, man. What are you doing? And I'm just like, hold on, just check this out, man, because I got an idea. You know, I found an idea. Whatever, who cares? And so you watch a fluoride deception, and then you go, what do you think? And they go, man, that's messed up. Ah, I drink fluoride. Ah, I've been feeling a lack of testicular fortitude lately. And then you just go, yeah, it's because they're trying to turn you into a girl. And if you want to go become a girl and all that communist Canada caveat crap, fine. But if you don't want to become a girl, well, then you should find a problem with this. And if you're acting less like a man than you should, based on what you're aware men do to defend, you know, their countries when they know those countries are under attack, then you have to decide, you know, what your game is. And so you're with your buddies, and you watch a fluoride deception, and then your buddy, you put it together, whatever, a few of you talk about it, and you say, you know what, we're gonna go bother our MP about this, or MPP, or city councilor, or Johnny Fluoride. And we're just going to get together as a group. And just a few of us. You know, and we're just going to say, hey. 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 I pay too much taxes. And you make too much of my money. Now, we all know that. So. I'm not going to get too aggressive about the situation. If you watch the fluoride deception. And you tell us what you think. And I don't just mean send me a form letter for your secretary. I mean, sit down with me. You work for us. If you're not a jerk, then we shouldn't have a problem. Because it take you a half hour to watch it and take you an hour to meet with us. And that's the only hour and a half that anybody in this riding will ask for outside of a major lobby, interest, or activist group. You know? And yet, if we just keep them busy like that all the time, we can get some serious things done here. I mean, think about it. A bunch of us just watching movies and then bugging our politicians to watch movies? That could work. It's not even on us to do anything. That's the thing. You know, I do stuff because we need to know stuff. And then we need to get stuff done. And I encourage others to as well. But just being a storehouse for this information, you can personally reject things. You can redirect conversations. You know, you can do all sorts of stuff that can help mitigate, you know, the propaganda out there. But at the same time, we have to find ways of communicating with some strength with the system. And so there's an idea, you know, and stake your claim, and you ain't got to go all the way to the end game, or you can go there yourself and decide what you want to put out publicly. You know, there's enough people that watch YouTube videos, enough people to do this and that, and they really don't want us talking to the kids. You know, I look at I would poster more, but they rip my ish down because my ish is good. Everybody says it is. Everybody says, you have a really good way of explaining things. And I'm like, thanks. I happen to talk about, you know, crazy inbred banking families who want to rob and murder us. And they don't want, you know, us to sort of stop that. So, you know, and I don't blame the cops and the city workers, whoever the hell is doing it. But I go and I see my ish get ripped down. So I'm like, all right, fine, I'll fly her. You know, I'll make some 6-to-a-page flyers and say it's 2010. Will guys act like men? And put on there what's happening. You know, and in very, very brief, you know, a couple little paragraphs. You know, G20 martial law was our wake-up call. You know, let's share the movie Endgame before the feds try and molest us again. What do you have to lose? That's a bit of a pun there. I'll admit that. What do you have to lose? Now, we can be real strategic about this. You know, the vaccine issue. And they are going for brain-eating vaccines. As it said on the Alex Jones show. If a man sent me something from MSNBC or CNN or something, where they're going for a vaccine patch. And it's like a little like cube. It looks like a lozenge or something. You put it on your skin and it kind of dissolves into your skin. And I talked to my man about this. My man's like, yeah, if you talk to people, and this is outside of downtown. Downtown's hip. We're just slack. We're hip, but we're too slack. Uptown, other places where they ain't got access to the type of, cultural concentration we have here, where many different things just bump into each other. And you might catch a 9/11 inside job sticker. And it might remind you that it was, you know. And then you'll be like, oh, yeah, or whatever. Or you might ask your buddy about it and it could spark something. That ish does not go on as much north, east, and west of Toronto. And so a bunch of us have to get hip to getting other people hip and figuring out how. And having solutions that are reasonable and feasible. You know, not just random scary information. And having solutions that are local. And having solutions that work with the system. You know, for the amount that we look into this information, I've always been shocked at how little we look at our own system. You know, how does Health Canada work? You know, how does the Transport Authority work? How do our cops work? You know, how does our City Hall work? You know, what legislation has been passed? What legislation is pending? What groups like ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. You can go to ICLEI, ICLEI.org. Their headquarters used to be in Toronto. The office is still here, but I think their headquarters recently switched to someplace in Europe as the world government takes place in, you know, places like The Hague for the World Court, you know, where supermodel Naomi Campbell had to testify recently for no other reason than it was a good way to promote the World Court. You know, I don't think they really care that much about African war criminals. They don't go after the American ones or Canadian ones. As I spoke about with Professor Ya Lengi, talking about all the Canadian companies involved in raping the Congo of its resources. You know, so then, yeah, all you see at the World Court is colored people. It's just one black guy after another. Oh, they had a couple of Yugoslavians in there. But again, the same. It's not the Anglo-American establishment is left untouched. You know, they ain't going after Bush and Cheney, you know. So you see what the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives at ICLEI.org is up to. Or go to freedomadvocates.org to see how your life is going to be micromanaged. You know, it'll be done through brainwashing, that glowing green eye of Sauron at the south east corner of Yonge and Dundas, going, energy is at mid-peak. Keep your air conditioner at 25. You know, and then I saw 2 weeks later, energy is at mid-peak. Keep your air conditioner at 26 degrees. And I'm like, you just stole a degree off us. Ah, you pricks. And that happened over the course of a couple of weeks. Got to be chilling at Dundas Square once in a while. That's a heavy propaganda concentration point. And you can really soak up a lot of things. And we are in a giant system. That people only spend money on advertising because it works. And so you might be thinking, oh, okay, I should sell products. And it's like, no, the psychology behind the advertising, the psychology that people know to look for is the New World Order think tank psychology. You know, so they'll say sex sells and advertising will go, you're right. But above that, the New World Order is promoting promiscuity, especially in the youth. Even former major record producer in the Daily Mail the other day was going off on it, like many other people have recently, because the more partners you sleep with at a young age, the less likely you are to settle down with somebody later. You'll have trouble, you know, having a stable relationship. You'll have trouble finding someone that doesn't hold that against you or worries about you going back to that. And you'll have trouble not going back to that and then feeling, you know, more lonely as that happens. And again, this is the program. Now, if there wasn't a program, none of this stuff would matter. You know, if there wasn't a plan, none of this stuff would matter. But this is the program. And so above them, they're thinking sell sex like crazy, you know, sell retro culture, turn a bunch of adults into horny children, you know, and turn them into children by selling them retro culture, Transformers, A-Team, Star Wars, you know, all this stuff, you know, and the upper class, all the plays, you know, is Legally Blonde the musical, Dirty Dancing. We're being trapped in the Matrix. In 1999, in the movie The Matrix, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I mean, this is it. Like, we're predictive programming from the movie. They said that they trapped the population, the computers did, a few hundred years from now, in the mind control program of the late 20th century, because that was the height of human activity. And if you guys recall how well we had it underneath the Clinton years, I was making money hand over fist. I was traveling the world. There was opportunities. People were optimistic about jobs. It had nothing to do with damn Clinton. You know, he was signing a bunch of international agreements that made the following part of this agenda possible and doing a bunch of bad things on the side. But they got us fat and happy off those. And now they're trying to get us to remember those. And so there's a bunch of adults going, oh, man, that was so cool, and having nothing to look forward to because they're not taking a more active role in making sure, you know, they do. And again, this is all part of a program. So to beat the mind control, you got to do something. Everybody got to do something to feel good. Nobody makes a convincing case for being a loser. Nobody. And when you feel like you're losing, you may not consider yourself a loser, but you are losing. And so since we are, dealing with this issue here and possible war with Iran, possible economic collapse, numerous health risks, we're getting poisoned by toxins in our environment. Before Mr. Bill Watson takes you on a wonderful jazz bungee experience that you will not forget, because again, music is good for the soul. Definitely recommend that as part of your reaction to get you in the mood to find a solution. You can find some solutions you can pass on at naturalnews.com. Don't sleep on naturalnews.com, and do not let anybody else sleep on it. If your sister doesn't learn about vaccines, has an autistic kid, and then her husband breaks up because can't stand the fact his son can't do much, like a lot of guys crack over that, and then she left alone to raise an autistic kid, and you could have passed on, naturalnews.com or VRAN.org for legal vaccine exemption forms, and got them educated enough to make a case to their doctor that the doctor couldn't beat, because they can't, because you can just say no. Then you'll feel guilty. So, naturalnews.com, vran.org, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, infowars.com, henrymakow.com, tons and tons of good stuff out there. Locally, canadafreepress.com, theagoranational.ca, pressfortruth.ca, conspiracyculture.com. Go to Conspiracy Culture Book and DVD Store, Queen of Roncesvalles. Say hi to Patrick and Kadena and cop something and get yourself hip, and then get yourself hip to getting someone else hip. And once we're in the position to actually deal rationally with this, solutions will be easy and the system will back down. Because they don't want us going off. So they're going to give us some candy. And we all know how much we love, well, I love sex and candy. And the Toronto Street News, cop a copy off a homeless guy, get some good karma, get some good info. TorontoTruthSeekers.com, 400 members strong, still active. Get in there and scrap. There's a bunch of people that want to do something. I know that. And so the more ideas you propose, the more chance you'll have of following up on them. But you really, you know, screw all this. Don't be an isolated person who go run off to a bunch of other isolated people anywhere in the world. And this is no diss to anybody that does that. I do it. I encourage it as well. But we're getting to the stage of the game where the system is pulling out all the stops. So just figure out who you know. Figure out who you know. And then figure out what you can do with them and for them. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm back Monday. Peace out.